That was friendly.
And this is Yes Boy,
your Newfoundland music show on CKXU, Lethbridge, Alberta, and syndicated to CHMR, VOBB, and elsewhere.
We'll be right back with lots of Newfoundland fun and great music.
Yes Boy.
Welcome to Yes Boy. I'm Derek. I'm here with Pauline. And who else is with us?
Lily, whose birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah, Lily, the dog.
So today on Yes Boy, we've got great music and curling. Brad Gougeau, Olympic gold medalist and world champion from Newfoundland and gone to Team Canada, the 2024 Canadian Brier champion, representing Canada at the World Curling Championships in Switzerland. First week of April 2024, and he won the Worlds in 2017. And so we caught up with Brad and interviewed him at the 2022 Brier in Lethbridge, Alberta. And Nathan Young was the Newfoundland and Labrador skip that year. And we'll talk about that too. So, Brad Gougeau on Yes Boy today.
So, Pauline Boy, we've got an Olympian and a world champion on the show today. It's not too often that we have an Olympian.
Not too often.
And today we've got some great music chosen by Brad Gougeau. So thank you for that. So Brad Gougeau, super quick summary. I could spend all day talking about his curling achievements, but at the Olympics in Italy in 2006, he was the skip of the team, won gold, won the World Championships in 2017.
It holds the record for the most Brier wins as a skip.
Wow. The most ever. That's Lily shaking. Thanks for that. Lily is excited about Brad Gougeau. And two epic wins that we are going to talk about later in the show. His first Brier win was in 2017 in St. John's.
Yes, boy.
At home, right? And the 2022 Brier in Lethbridge turned out to be quite a thing. We will talk about that. Also got bronze at the Olympics in Beijing, China in 2022. And that, my friend, is just the tip of the iceberg on what he's done. So much stuff, right? And so,
way to go, Brad boy.
Yes, boy.
You do us Newfoundlanders and Labradorians proud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Team Gougeau, the first Newfoundlanders to ever win a gold medal at an Olympics, and like a huge deal in Newfoundland. They've got like a highway named after them.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome.
And Canadians should be very proud of him.
Oh, he's got a great fan base across Canada and in the world. So let's get right into the interview right here on Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Delighted to have Brad Gougeau with us here today. Champion curler in so many ways and super nice guy as well. Brad, thanks so much for joining us here today and welcome to Yes Boy.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. And honest to God, like an epic win. 2022 Brier here in Lethbridge. We're up there in the stands and it's like, oh my God. Yes, boy. What? Did that just actually happen? Right? But yeah, I mean, it was just amazing, you know, what happened with Mark Nichols, your third, who got COVID and unfortunately missed the playoffs and the final, playing shorthanded. You guys just somehow found a way.
Yeah, we did. You know, it was a hard stretch. I think when Mark went down, I don't believe any of us truly believed we had much of a chance. You know, when you look at a percentage standpoint, you know, we felt we were probably 50, 60, 70% chance of winning before Mark went down. And then I had said to my wife, I said that the chances are probably around 1%. Now that may have been a little bit low, but that's kind of how we felt. We knew there was a chance, but it was certainly an unlikely situation for us to go ahead and win against three teams that are playing really well, that have qualified for the Brier playoffs, that have all four players.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. Epic win. Yeah. So I want to talk about some curling things, but also some other things, Brad.
Sure.
Question now about Newfoundland music. What is your favorite band or singer? So there's so much Newfoundland music, right?
Oh, yeah. Geez. You know, obviously, Alan Doyle loved his stuff and Great Big Sea. You know, they made some good stuff. Irish Descendants. Mm-hmm. We, you know, the Islander is kind of our theme song. I know it's been covered by a bunch of people, but we started with the Navigators singing that. So that'd be right up there. Lots of great artists here in Newfoundland.
Well, boys, just did a show on Irish Descendants. So will we go with the Navigators?
Yeah, I'd say let's throw the Navigators just because, you know, the Islander has been our theme song, our entrance song whenever we play. And we love to hear it. All the other teams hate to hear it because they know we're coming. So
so Navigators, so that you've just selected the music for your show. So thank
there you
so much.
Perfect.
For that. Yep.
Okay, Pauline. So Brad Guju, Navigators.
Cool.
Yeah, great band, super upbeat. We're going to talk about them later. Lots of fun stuff on the show today. We've got the Yes Boy 1v1, Nathan Young versus Brad Guju. We'll see about Jam Jams and Mary Browns later on. We've got license plates. We've got flags. We've got dogs.
We've got Yes Boy.
We've got Yes Boy. We've got other surprises. Okay, so Pauline, what is the first song then coming up on Yes Boy?
Springfield Road by the Navigators. Their 2002 album, Dance and Sing.
Great album. Springfield Road, residential area and road in Belfast in Northern Ireland, Ballymurphy area. So let's get straight into that here on Yes Boy.
Walking in the merry month of May, when the birds were singing sweetly and the lambies sport and play. She told me that she loved me, and for me she would throw through. If you would stay with me, me love, then I would stay with you. And I walked along the dam, and the birds sing loud and gay. But there I met me Bonnie Roode, and she stole me heart away. Her cheeks, they were like roses red, her skin as white as snow. She is the darling of my heart, the brightest green pair. As we go on our way, we'll have our charming little house and our garden for to till, and bring the children up like us to work at the cotton mill. We walked along the dam and the birds sing loud and gay. There I met me Bonnie Roode, she stole me heart away. Her cheeks too were like roses red and her skin as white as snow. She is the darling of my heart, the brightest Springfield Road. She said they'll treat me decent, and my glass will surely fill. I drink a hell of the bride and groom that works at the cotton mill. And we walked along the dam, and the birds sing loud and gay. But there I met me Bonnie Roode, and she stole me heart away. Her cheeks too were like roses red, and her skin as white as snow. She is the darling of my heart, the brightest spring fair.
Welcome back to Yes Boy. Pauline here with
Derek.
With Derek, thanks for that. Right. So what did we just hear, Pauline, by?
We just heard Springfield Road by the Navigators.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
Very nice. Like the guy's voice.
Oh, awesome voice.
What's
yeah.
his name?
So, well, the two lead vocalists, Arthur O'Brien and Fred Jurgensen, they're both actually baritone mm-hmm. singers. That's second lowest. But Arthur O'Brien is the brother of Con O'Brien, Irish descendants. Yeah. So now Fred Jorgensen plays the tin whistle and the boran.
Oh.
And also Chris King and Paul Murphy and others.
Yes, boy.
Just an amazing band. Very popular. Mm. Look them up. TheNavigators.com.
Yes, boy.
And, you know, I was talking with Sean Sullivan, my go-to guy for anything Irish music in NL. And we did the Mickey Coleman episode, Janice and I, with Sean. And he mentioned to me that Sullivan's Songhouse down in Calvert, south of St. John's, won the Cultural Tourism Award in all of Newfoundland.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, next time we're back home, we should take a dip down.
Oh, I'm totally going to the Songhouse. Songhouse Boy, of course.
Yes, boy.
SullivansSongHouse.com. Check it out. So, Navigators, one of the best known songs is The Islander. And as Brad mentioned, that's the theme song when they enter the stadium. So, we made a Yes Boy show ID.
Yes, we did.
With Brad, and it uses that song. So, let's play that now.
Yes, boy.
I'm a Newfoundlander born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. I'm proud to be an Islander.
Hey, this is Brad Guju, and you're listening to Yes Boy.
Ways wash the sands. There's no place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. There's no place I would rather be than here in
Yespoy.
So yeah, at the Briar in 2017 in St. John's. What a crazy game. And they won the Briar. It was their first ever Briar. He'd been to the Briar 14 times. And it was nuts.
Right? Yeah, the fans, they had the arena.
Oh, God, yeah. And it all came down to that last shot, and it had to carry to get into the, I think, what, the 8 foot? They just willed it over, right?
Yeah.
And the place went up. So, yeah, he'd come close in previous Briars, and it was just such an emotional win, and I think it was, like, all worth it for it to be that moment. And pretty awesome, right? It was just nuts, crazy. They won the Briar, and they qualified for the World Championships, which happened to be in Canada, in Edmonton. So I did go to that in 2017.
Oh, I recall that.
Yeah, and they won that, and that was the first time I met Brad and others on the rink, and it was awesome. And so let's hear what Brad says about that epic 2017 Briar win, his first in St. John's.
In St. John's. 2017, obviously, the pressure was on us. We were the best team in the world, and we were playing so well. And obviously, you know, the city and the province got so behind that Briar, and we felt the pressure. And I think the energy in that building for the 8 or 9 days of the event was just unreal. And everybody that's been to multiple Briars and was in St. John's talks about how it was the best Briar that they've been to. And and then to finish it off the way we did and to come through with our first win, obviously that has a very special place. And I've said that's right up there with our Olympic gold medal. And as far as the biggest moments in my career and the ones that mean the most to me, you know, I think St. John's and the Olympics are obviously, you know, 1A and 1B. but this one, just for the sheer unlikeliness of us winning
the Briar that was held in Lethbridge,
you know, it's got a special place, and they're all different. They're all cool. But this one is, it's just a wow moment where I can't believe we did that.
Okay, Pauline, awesome what Brad was just saying about that epic win, the Briar St. John's 2017, and the Briar that was held in Lethbridge. Just wanted to mention, too, of course, it being a team sport, a little clip here, so he'll introduce his team.
Hi, I'm Brad Gujou, skip of Team Newfoundland Labrador. Our lead is Jeff Walker, our second is Brett Gallant, our third is Mark Nichols, and we curl out of the Ballyhaley Country Club and RE/MAX Centre in St. John's.
Yes, boy. That's the lineup that won four Briars. Their first in St. John's 2017, their fourth in Lethbridge 2022. And shortly after that, Brett Gallant, their second, got married, moved to Alberta, and joined the Brendan Botcher rink, with E.J. Harnden joining Team Gujou. So two top world-class seconds there, right? Awesome. And also want to mention Jules Ochar, longtime coach of Kevin Martin Rink in Alberta, then came over since 2014 with the Brad Gujou Rink, and also Jeff Thomas. So amazing coaches, right? Okay, music, Navigators, Pauline Boy, what's up next?
The Rhythm of the Goat from their Dance and Sing album in 2002.
I chose this song because at the start of the talks about St. John's, Brad's hometown, my hometown, and I just love this song, especially how it starts. It features the Ballran, so that's an Irish drum, a circular wooden frame covered in goat skin. So that's where it gets the name of the song, The Rhythm of the Goat.
The Rhythm of the Goat.
Yeah, right here on
Yespoy.
'Twas in the town of St. John's, it was there a chance to dwell. When night by night was playing in a pub, you all know well. I met a girl from Cavernier who said she liked to dance. And if I knew just what to do, then maybe I'd have a chance. I asked if she was partial to the jigs or to the rails. I was a particular fancy for kicking up her heels. She said she was fond of the melody and the singing of the note. But her particular fancy was the rhythm of the goat. I asked if there was a particular tune that she might like to hear. I'd play it on me mandolin, me banjo or my guitar. I'd play it on me fiddle or on me whistle note for note. All she said she wanted to hear was the rhythm of the goat. Me rowdy do diddly do diddly and the me rowdy do diddly do da. Me rowdy do diddly do diddly and the me rowdy do diddly do da. With me diddle-um this one, diddle-um that one, diddly-dum, diddly-dum-dee. Me back for Tower and the story of Lukey's boat. Still, she only wanted to hear the rhythm of the goat. Me rowdy down, diddly-dum, diddly, and the me rowdy down, diddly-dum-da. Me rowdy down, diddly-dum, diddly, and the me rowdy down, diddly-dum-da. Well, I danced
Welcome back to Yes Boy, CKXU Lethbridge, Alberta, Blackfoot Territory, Métis Region 3, and we are syndicated to CHMR in St. John's, VOBB in Gros Morne, CJTM in Toronto, and you can reach us at our new email address, yesboyradioshow@gmail.com. Boy is B-Y in this case, no apostrophe. And Facebook. Pauline has a Facebook page for Yes Boy. So welcome back. What did we just hear, Pauline?
The Rhythm of the Goat.
Yeah, they mentioned Conception Bay in that song, Pauline.
Yes Boy. Yeah, well, I did some growing up in Conception Bay.
You were conceived there, weren't you?
Well, you know, I don't know that we should be talking about stuff like that on the air.
So, okay, I want to talk about the Olympics and yelling.
Okay.
So, Brad Guju. I'd say his first big win after the World Juniors was the 2006 Olympics in Italy. Olympic glory, gold medal. And Russ Howard was on the team.
What?
Remember Russ Howard from last week?
Mm.
He was on that team with Brad Guju.
No way.
Yes way. Huh. So I got a couple of clips that we're going to play. One is from the 2005 Olympic qualifiers, the Roar of the Rings. They're both yelling out Brad and Russ. Cool. So let's listen to that first.
Corner freeze it. Yep, you got to finish it.
A little deeper than they would have liked.
I love it. And then from 2006 Olympics, Russ Howard.
Great opportunity now for
three.
Team Canada.
Two is a halfway guard. Want it more? I love listening to Russ Howard get into it.
All right, Russ Howard at his finest, right?
Yes,
I
yes.
love it. Russ Howard, of course, now a curling analyst on TSN Curling and, like, really excellent at that, right?
You know, Russ Boy?
I think Russ could have been a baritone singer.
Yeah.
And I think by association, the Navigators probably could be curlers with those
Yes,
voices.
If using that right? logic.
So there could be a rink. It could be those two lead vocalists on the Navigators. We put you in there, right?
Head! Very hard!
And then you only need three to win a Brier anyways. Brad proved that in 2022 at Lethbridge,
right? Yeah, three it was.
Yeah. So if you look up Crazy Guy on Canada's Curling Team, that's the sketchy video from the 2006 Olympics in Italy.
Yeah, it looks like it was taken in like 1955.
It's pretty grainy, yeah. So anyways, yeah, you know, but curling, right? To my knowledge, the only sport where not only are you allowed, but you're encouraged to yell at your teammates.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, is there another sport like that?
Now, in talking with Brad, Lethbridge was Nathan Young's first Brier.
Mm-hmm.
So Brad talks about Nathan, and they both made history. So let's see what Brad says now about that and Nathan.
Yes, bye.
Brad, I want to talk about just a little bit about Nathan Young, okay? Team NL skip at the Lethbridge Brier. I interviewed him and we had a fun time and I was just so impressed with him, a young man, age 19, coming out of the Newfoundland. I mean, it's tough to win that Newfoundland Tankard. Sure, they're delighted you won the Brier because you won't be in the Newfoundland Tankard. Thank you for that, right? The next year. Stay out of the way, Brad. Yeah, so Nathan Young. I saw after his first win, so his first game, and I was at that game, that you guys congratulated behind the scenes. You were the first ones to see them when they came off the ice. And I just thought that was so cool. A real class move and act on your part, your team.
Yeah, we had the night off and we wanted to go there and watch the game and support them. And, you know, the first win is always pretty exciting when you're at the Brier. And those guys didn't have to wait as long as most people to get there. But, you know, when you get there and you win a game, it makes you feel like you belong. Yeah. So when they came off the ice, we felt it was just nice to go down there, give them a fist bump, say congratulations and for them. And what a great learning experience to be, you know, 19 years old, I think their average age is. Yeah. And to be at a Brier, it's a great experience. I hope they take from the experience, you know, what they need to do now to get to that next level where they can start being, you know, competitive to win a Brier. You know, I know that team and I obviously know their coach and Jeff Thomas and that's their goal.
And really well coached Jeff Thomas, as you say, Toby McDonald, like teams like you, especially the legacy that is passed on to teams like them, right? It's amazing.
Yeah. And so, having Toby and Jeff there, they got the right people to guide them. Both of those guys helped us along our journey and certainly can help them as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nathan's got a lot to look forward to and yeah, just hopefully they put in the work because they got a bright future ahead.
When I was talking to Nathan last week on the interview, I referred to grizzled veterans compared to him as those people in their mid-20s, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. To be 19 again. And, you know, I remember playing my first Brier when I was, 20, probably 22. And
well, grizzled veteran. Can we call you that, Brad Gougeau? Are you a grizzled veteran?
Yes. I think very grizzled.
Yep. I think you are. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay, right?
So let's go into the next thing.
Competition between you and Nathan Young, and it's about curling. And I said to Nathan, I said, I think you can take Brad. And the competition is, give us your best yes boy.
Oh, yeah. Nathan's going to win.
Well, you got to compete though, Brad boy. Come on.
Yes boy.
Okay. I'm gonna help you with this, Brad. I'm gonna walk you through this just a little bit. So I heard a story where you had the final shot at seven in counting, and you had a relatively straightforward draw for eight, and you got excited. I think you were young at the time, and I guess put it through.
Yeah, that's I had a draw for we were line six. I had a draw for seven. Yeah, okay. And the adrenaline started to pump, and missed the draw for seven.
Okay, so that proves that you actually do get excited on the curling sheet.
Oh, yeah, I do. I've become much better at controlling those emotions. But I've got a pretty good heartbeat in there.
But you've got the hammer. Okay, Nathan has given us his yes boy. Going to give you one more chance here, Brad. It's your second shot. The first one kind of, I don't know, might have even been a flash. I'm going to just put that out there on your first shot. So Brad Gougeau with his second shot, last rock. Give us your best yes by Brad Gougeau.
Yes by.
Oh, that's better. That's okay. Better. That is better. We will take it. I don't know.
I hit rolled out on that one. At least I made contact.
Made contact. We'll take that. Yeah. And we're going to compare that to the Nathan Young yes by. I think you're in tough. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm going to have an independent judge. We'll adjudicate this and we'll announce it on the show.
He's from Torbay, so he's got a better chance at nailing that than I do.
Yes, boy. Careful now, Brad, boy. Don't get into the town into Bayman.
Just got to tell it like it is here.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I grew up in St. John's. I'm married to a Bay woman. So you got a chance to do a third yes boy. Maybe up your game a little there, Brad boy. So do a station ID, and then if you could do one for yes boy. So, okay, why don't we do the yes boy thing first? So, hey, this is Brad Gougeau, and you're listening to Yes Boy.
Hey, this is Brad Gougeau, and you're... Oh, sorry, ding, this went off there.
That's okay. Sounds like your chicken is right in the microwave or something there.
Hey, this is Brad Gougeau, and you're listening to Yes Boy.
Yes Boy. Awesome.
Okay, Pauline Boy, we've got all the data now for the Brad Gougeau, Nathan Young, 1v1 Yes Boy curling runoff. So I put all the Yes Boys together, okay, so we can compare. So first, Nathan's Yes Boy is actually in the Yes Boy show ID he did with us and with the Alan Doyle song, So Let's Go. So let's go hear that first.
Yes, boy.
So let's go. So let's go.
This is Nathan Young of Team NL, and you're listening to Yes, boy.
So let's go. So let's go. So let's go. So let's go.
Yes, boy.
Okay, so that's a pretty impressive yes boy from Nathan.
it is.
Right. Okay, so here's the three yes boys from Brad. Okay, so the first one.
Yes boy.
Next.
Yes boy.
And now Brad's final shot, extra end.
Hey, this is Brad Gougeau, and you're listening to Yes Boy.
And here's Nathan's again.
Yes boy.
Yes boy. That's awesome.
So the independent adjudicator is going to be you, Pauline.
Okay.
Oh, great. Look.
Well, it could be Lily.
It could be
friendly.
I'm going to say, Brad, I didn't get to meet you. Derek did. And you seem like a fine man and you're very accomplished. But Nathan won this one hands down.
I think he's a little...
Maybe it's because he's from Torbay. Yeah, Torbay Road.
Yeah.
And no, you know, you did your best, Brad. We can't be champions at everything.
Not everything. I think he's a bit out of his element, but you know what? When you put him in his element, 2017, when they won, it goes... I mean, it was just complete mayhem, right? Love the foghorn.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Brad Guju. And if that had been a yes boy, it would have been competitive. But I would still say...
Yeah,
you know,
no, I gotcha. No, yeah. I'd say Nathan too.
Yeah.
Not quite there, Brad boy.
Yeah. And total honorable mention to Vic Router, longtime TSN curling host. Earlier in the game, he was reading some signs from up in the stands, and this was one of them.
And this crowd has embraced him. Yes, boy, it is 3-0 Newfoundland Labrador.
Yes, boy.
Yes, boy.
Okay, so Pauline, boy, what's the next song coming up on Yes, Boy?
It is The Queen of Argyle from their album Soldiers and Sailors 2011.
Here on Yes, Boy.
Gentlemen, it is me duty to inform you of one beauty. I'll ask of you a favor, not to seek her for a while. Though my own, she is a creature of character and feature. No words could paint the picture of the Queen of Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you would just be little swans in her movement, and the marvel in her smile, all the roses in the garden, they'd bow and ask her pardon. Well, not one can match the beauty of the Queen of Argyle. On the evening that I mention, I passed a late intention to a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style. In a place of noble thinkers, scholars and great drinkers, but above them all for splendor shone the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you would just be little swans in her movement, and the marvel in her smile, all the roses in the garden, they'd bow and ask her pardon. But not one can match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. Not to grieve you, nor indeed will I deceive you. I'll see you in a while. I must find some way to gain her, the quarter and the tenor. I fear my heart's in danger from the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you would just be little swans in her movement, and the marvel in her smile, all the roses in the garden, they'd bow and ask your pardon.
Welcome back to Yes Boy. You just heard The Queen of Argyle from the Navigators album Soldiers and Sailors.
Yes Boy. Awesome song. I love that song. All right, Pauline Boy, let's talk jam jams.
Jam jams.
Look what I got here. Not only is it a pack of jam jams, but look. Brand spanking new
Brand,
boy.
Here she comes. That, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
Packing tape.
Oh, God.
That, actually, I have a little PTSD from all the times I moved. Stop rattling around now, boy. Last time we did a show with Nathan Young, and Derek presented me with a jam jam, there was one left. It had been, you know, hanging around.
Today.
So he has upped his game with a brand new pack of jammy jams.
Yeah. You know, I am also traumatized by packing tape, and I play ice hockey, and some guys use packing tape around their shin guards before and after the game, and I will never use packing tape on shin guards, but I'm traumatized by that.
Yeah,
when I play, right?
I know.
What a jam jam. There's Another advantage to doing this show here at home, boy. There's no, like, no food or beverages.
Yeah, no food allowed in the recording booth.
Here, boy, have a jam jam.
I have a jam jam.
There you go, boys. Jam jams.
Yes, boy.
All right. So we
That's a yes, boy, with a jam jam tucked in the corner of my mouth.
And here's the other thing, of course, right?
Mary Brown's chicken.
Mary Brown's. Okay, so Mary Brown's or jam jams. Let's see what Brad Guju chose. Couple of questions, Brad, boy. Okay. So I'm going to put this thing here. And ask you, what are we looking at here, Brad boy?
Purity Jam Jams, yep.
Yes, indeed. And of course, we're getting low on that package, so I got my new package all ready to go here, right? So, Purity, you know, legendary, right? So there's that. And then here's the other thing.
Yep, Mary Brown's. Chicken taters. Yep.
So now, okay, Brad, if you had to choose between Purity Jam Jams and Mary Brown's, what is it?
I'm going to go with Mary Brown's, and I apologize to Doug if he's listening with Purity, but love Mary Brown's, love the chicken fingers. That's my go-to.
Chicken fingers. Nathan also went with Mary Brown's and the Big Mary, you know?
Yeah, that's my wife's favorite, but I'm a chicken fingers guy.
Right on. We did not know that about you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And because I do know Mary Brown's did sponsor Nathan Young's team, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, good.
And of course, Mary Brown's, a Newfoundland company, started in, I believe, the late 60s. But maybe Purity needs to get in there. The syrup, get the syrup going, get the hardtack going, right? Get the jam jams in there. All right, Brad Guju.
He has gone with chicken.
Mary Brown's, chicken fingers.
Yes, boy.
Yes, boy. All right, so moving on. I want to talk about fans, Pauline Boy. And, of course, when we can't talk fans without a little bit of cowbell. There we go, boss.
See, that would keep me out of a stadium.
You could never sit next to me at curling then.
No, I couldn't. And, you know, a hockey game can reach the cheering and the fans 120 decibels.
Oh, wow.
That would be like being next to a chainsaw or a jet engine taking off.
Wow.
Don't know if curling fans are as exuberant.
Oh, we get going, boy. Newfoundlanders out there are gentle. Well, but if I'd have known that, I would have asked Brad if he wore earplugs when he had Russ Howard on his team.
I'm just saying, take care of your hearing, people.
So, total shout out to Global Drums, the amazing Global Drums in Lethbridge. Adam Mason, that's where I borrowed the cowbell from.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for that. So now I want to mention another thing about fans, okay? The Guju Girls. So these are a group of retired teachers from Gander, Newfoundland and Labrador, who in 2016 went to the Briar as a group. And they all wore pink T-shirts. These are the Guju Girls.
Guju, I see. There's six of them, fortunately. That spells out Guju.
Each T-shirt has a different letter. Yeah. And they've gone to, like, all the Briars and become a fixture, really. You know, always on TSN. Vic Router named them back in 2016, but they're really great friends. I got to know them up in the stands at the Briar in Lethbridge.
Oh, you met them in... Okay, nice.
Oh, yeah. It's
nice.
Like, I felt like I was famous. I'm talking to the Guju Girls. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm thinking, you get to retire from teaching, and as a teacher myself, I'm, you know, like, encouraged by that.
So you're going to start going on tour after you retire as a teacher. I'll go with you.
I bet you would. Who would we follow, Derek?
Well,
we can't be the Guju Girls.
Well, no,
that's
no,
done.
That is done. I would be for Nathan.
Nathan Young. What would we call ourselves?
Oh, I don't know. The Youngsters.
The Youngsters, yeah.
We need a player with a short name. I was thinking, like, what if, Brad Guju, what if his last name was, like, Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I got to know Alice a little bit. She's the first U. And I want to name the Guju Girls. Jean is the G, Alice is the U, Lorna is the S, Betty is the H, Cindy is the U, and Nancy is the E.
Yes, boy.
Right? It was great to get to know them, and we had a lot of fun, made a lot of noise up in the stands there. So, Pauline, what's our next song?
Nancy. From the Dance and Sing album from 2002.
So, Nancy, there's a linkage to Marilyn, the official meower of Yes, Boy. Marilyn's daughter's name is Nancy.
Oh, I thought it was because one of the Guju Girls was named
Nancy.
Well,
I was also going to mention that. That's the other fit, if you will, for this song. And Marilyn's mother's name, Lily.
No. Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
And now Nancy's daughter's name is Georgia, and her middle name is Lily. Yeah, right. And Georgia sometimes in the past gone by the name Lily. So that's the song we're going to play next. We're sending that out to Marilyn, Nancy, Georgia, and the Guju girls.
Yes, boy.
She's known as Nancy. She's young and mild and free. She's known as Nancy. And she wants you all to see. She's known as Nancy. Oh, Nancy, won't you come and dance with me? I'll tell you all a wonderful tale of a girl who's known as Nancy. She's known as Nancy. She's young and wild and free. She's known as Nancy. And she wants you all to see. She's known as Nancy. Oh, Nancy, won't you come and dance with me? Blinding sleet and snow. Then one night she rolled down with a fella Clancy. And every man that was in the bar, they knew she's known as Nancy. She's known as Nancy. She's young and wild and free. She's known as Nancy. And she wants you all to see. She's known as Nancy. Oh, Nancy, won't you come and dance with me? When we got down to the reel, she acted oh so shy. Her partner graced across the floor, began to sing a shanty. It was a song about a wonderful girl, and her name is known as Nancy. She's known as Nancy. She's young and wild and free. She's known as Nancy. And she wants you all to see. She's known as Nancy. Oh, Nancy, won't you come and dance with me?
Welcome back to Yes Boy, Pauline. What was that?
That was Nancy.
Yes, boy. Going out to Marilyn, the official meower of Yes, Boy.
Meow!
And Nancy, Georgia, and Nancy of the Guju Girls. So, next up, Pauline Boy, we're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about license plates, flags, and dogs. Okay? So, license plates. The Newfoundland and Labrador license plate doesn't have a slogan. They do have specialty plates. Come home year 2022 is slogan for that. There it is there. Right?
Come home. That's a whale.
Yes, indeed. I checked with our Yes Boy official whale consultant, Janice, and it's actually a humpback whale. It's like a whale tail.
It's not a whale tail. He's breaching, eh? Like he's coming up and jumping backwards.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought it was a satellite dish.
Shut up. Oh, yes.
You see that?
Yes, I do.
Anyway, we're still lacking and still need Yes Boy on the license plate or the Newfoundland dog. Yeah. So speaking of license plates, Pauline, I had my 5 seconds on TSN.
Yes, Derek was on TSN, boys. He was wearing a cloth mask that Mahalia made.
Yeah, the Newfoundland dog mask.
It had Newfoundland dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had my Yes Boy hat on.
Yeah.
And I had this.
He had his license plate that has the flag in the background and it says Yes Boy.
And I bought that from the Down Home store in St. John's.
Yes Boy.
I think the one at the mall. So, yeah, that was fun. And thank you, Brad Guju, because, you know, that was the gateway for me making it onto TSN, which is completely random after they just won, right? In fact, here, let me show you this, Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
This is the logo of Newfoundland and Labrador Curling Association. Right?
Very nice.
Look at that right
look
there.
Look at that.
Yeah, right?
Newfoundland dog hut's quite an image.
And very recognized symbol of Newfoundland and Labrador, of course, as
mm-hmm.
well. So I asked Brad about getting the Newfoundland dog on the flag and on the license plate. We also talked about family. And so let's go straight into that interview part now with Brad Guju. I want to talk now about fans and family. So, you know, you had your family all there, right? The Guju girls, of course, in fine form up there. And then the rest of us, right? The riffraff. The final game, Alberta versus Newfoundland, Kevin Cooey. In Alberta, should be a home game for Team Alberta, but I don't know if you guys even hear the fans very much on the ice, but
we were aware. We certainly heard it all week that, you know, we were certainly getting the same amount of cheers as the Alberta teams. At times it felt like even more. And we had a very strong Newfoundland contingent up there. And I think the other part of it too, is we've built a pretty nice fan base over the last 20 years. And I think, Mark and I have kind of made an effort to be as respectful as we can to the fans and to the supporters, people that have traveled really around the country and around the world to follow us. And, you know, we make every effort we can to do pictures and sign autographs. So even though we may not be, you know, someone's favorite team, we may be their second favorite team. I think that kind of showed up in those moments. That was nice to see. And I want to thank everybody for all their support and everybody that was there. You know, even the Alberta fans, who I thought were all very, very respectful.
Well, curling fans are, you know, but I mean, like, you're on the road, you're out of the bubble, you're not in Beijing, you got live fans, and this is should be a hostile crowd to the extent any curling crowd can be hostile. And instead, the Newfoundland fans were louder than the home Alberta fans.
They were at least equal. Even though they may have been cheering for Kevin's team, I think they were, you know, probably 40% in our court as well, as opposed to, you know, having it 100-0,
yeah,
which would be the case if we played here at Mile One in St. John's.
Mary Brown's, you know, now, boy. It's Mary Brown's
now.
Yeah,
it's true. Mary Brown Center. You're correct. You're correct in that. But
right on. I got this here. My cowbell. Right? Got to show you the cowbell.
Heard a few of those.
So I didn't hear what you said, Brad. It's too loud here, man.
Yeah, no, I said we heard a few of those cowbells throughout the week, which is great.
Oh, yeah, we're up there. We got your back. And I know, too, I've heard you say, and just how important it was to have your children, Haley and Marissa, all there, right? Old enough now to see you win that Olympic medal and now in person at the Brier. And it just, I mean, I'm a father as well. Just so proud of our children and supportive. And it's like, it just means more than anything to have them there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're at the age that they understand what their dad is doing and trying to achieve. And for me, the biggest part of having them there was, and I said to my teammates, I said, you know, if my family's there, that's certainly going to help. And it did help. You know, even when Mark went down, you know, it would have been really easy for us to fold, but, you know, I looked up and I see my kids there and they came to watch dad and support him and want him to perform as well as he could. And that provides that little extra motivation as well.
Awesome. I know just this morning, our daughter, Mahalia, she does a radio show, BADU, and we just found out she's nominated for 2 national radio awards. So it's like,
oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations from everyone in our family to yours.
Écoutez BADU sur CKXU. Tune in to BADU on CKXU. Listen to fresh French music from Quebec, France, and all around the world, and learn some fun facts about Francophone musicians and the French language while you're at it. Join me, Mahalia, Saturdays from 11 a.m. to noon for BADU on CKXU 88.3 FM.
License plates, Brad. Okay, Newfoundland and Labrador license plate on vehicles. There's no slogan. All the other provinces and territories have a thing like, you know, Wild Rose Country and Friendly Manitoba. So Friendly's taken. So yeah. I was thinking maybe something like Hurry Hard or even Yes Boy. What do you think, Brad?
I'd stay away from the curling stuff because I know not every Newfoundlander is a curling fan. I think a nice slogan on there wouldn't hurt, to be honest. I know there's some come home year ones now, but having a nice slogan there that, you know, makes people recognize the license plate or recognize the province, I think it's worth it.
So you think Yes Boy?
I'd like to see some other options.
You're not opposed to Yes Boy.
Not opposed to it, but
I wanted to mention too, just quickly about thanks for getting me on TSN there. I had my several seconds of fame in between you hugging your family and Mark Nichols on the phone there. In the video, you saw that. I've got it here, the Yes Boy license plate that I was holding. That's from Homer. Wall boy, you know, his last home, right? I want to ask you about the Newfoundland and Labrador flag. So we at Yes Boy, we have some broad long-term objectives. And I'm just going to show you the Newfoundland dog there, Brad. So that is our Yes Boy logo. And also on our show, we have proposed this as the new Newfoundland flag. And I want to hear what you think about that idea.
So why this over the current flag, I guess, would be my question. Well, I think,
you know, the history of the flag, as you probably know, the Union Jack, right? And for many years. And then I believe it was 1980 when we got the current flag, which looks a lot like the Union Jack. We just think it's time. We've got a Newfoundland dog, right? And wouldn't that just be the coolest flag ever to have that as a flag?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a big fan of the Newfoundland dog and having it there. You know, as far as the flag, I'm a very much a traditionalist. So you got to twist my arm a little bit more to get me on side with that. So
they changed it back in 1980, Brad boy. They did change the flag.
I was only born in 80, so it's been that way for my whole life. So I gotta. Yeah, like I said, you'll have to do a bit more twisting to get me on side.
That's our backup flag, by the way, is a jam on the flag. But we're going to stick with the Newfoundland dog.
I like your chances of the Newfoundland dog better.
Okay, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that. You're on the committee now. Okay, here's the only other quick twist on that. It was on your back at the Briar in one of your Briar wins.
Yeah, it was. That was in Kingston where we had the dog on the back.
Absolutely.
You know, and that was, I think it's just on the shirts. And I believe it might have been on the shirts for Nathan too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
it was on the shirt.
So that's, those are pretty cool. I was glad when they did that because that's something when we played in juniors, we always had on our back.
Yep.
I remember Dad would scream out who let the dogs out, which was a little bit embarrassing. But anyway.
Do you have a dog?
We'll go on to the next question.
Do you guys have a dog at home or a cat?
We don't. We travel so much that having a pet, that would be, it'd be a challenge for us right now. Cause I'm gone pretty well 50% of the year. My wife works full time. So, and as you know, you got to have someone to care for them.
All right. That was cool. What Brad was saying there. I think we got a pathway for the Newfoundland dog somehow on the license.
Somehow. Board. Well, if, you know, Brad and Nathan are on the selection committee, we've got a chance.
Yeah. He also mentioned about the flag and likes the flag as
it is.
Doesn't
want to really mess with the flag.
But if we were going to change it, I think he's more open to the Newfoundland dog.
Okay. Then the Jam Jam. Well, the Jam Jam isn't as internationally recognized as a Newfoundland dog. So good call, Brad.
So... Pauline, so what's the next song we're going to play here on Yes Boy?
Well, it's an Alan Doyle song, I Gotta Go, from his 2020 EP, Rough Side Out.
Right. And Brad mentioned Alan Doyle when he was chatting about what music he likes. Mm-hmm. And it was also Nathan Young's pick. And we played Alan Doyle music last show with Nathan Young, right? And we chose this song, Gotta Go, because it talks about going on the road and all the travel. And he's away a lot. And, you know, Gotta Go is also one of the things they say when they got to sweep really hard. And they say hurry or hard. In other words, gotta go, gotta go. Here's a little clip from the 2017 Briar and St. John's ninth end.
Gushu's going to freeze around.
You gotta go, Mark. Gotta go hard. Hard, Mark.
And the rub, roll.
So it's a really cool song title. It just is perfect fit here today for Brad. And Nathan Young mentioned Gotta Go there last week on the show.
And, you know, especially when you're brushing, you know, someone like you saying hard and you gotta go.
Gotta go.
So I love the title of this song. It means so many different things, but we want to dedicate this song to Brad's family because all the support for Brad and all the teammates and all the curling teams, all the curling families, right? So let's go straight into that song right now here on Yes Boy, Alan Doyle, Gotta Go.
How I love to say hello when time is on our side. It feels like a lifetime left to go, a long way from goodnight. But the glass is ever turning and the sand can fall so quick. And no one tells you our farewell is closer than you think. Now I gotta go, go, go. Another airplane, another show. 20 songs if they love me. Only 18 if they don't. I'm gonna fly. many miles until you're mine. How many nights and highway lines, I don't know. But I gotta go, go, go. Hurry now and hold me, but we still got the chance. Clock is cruel and a moment true can slip right through your hands. I don't wanna run from wreckage when we sail away. I only wanna see your smile shining in my wake when I gotta go, go, go. Another airplane, another show. 20 songs if they love me, only 18 if they don't. And I'm gonna fly. Gotta go, go, go. And I'll be looking over my shoulder. Time was on our side when love was new and me and you were younger than the night. I hope we come to know we've had the time of our lives, 'cause we had the time of our lives. How I love to say hello and I hate to say goodbye, but I gotta go.
Yeah, welcome back to Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
What did we just hear, Pauline?
We just heard I Gotta Go by Alan Doyle.
And we're almost at the end of the show here. We gotta go here soon, but I want to thank Brad Guju. Thank
yes,
you
Boy.
So much for doing an awesome interview. It was a lot of fun, and he was a great sport. You know, we put him on the spot there with a few non-curling things, and he did super well on that.
Sounds like a real athlete and a gentleman.
Oh, he really is. You know, mm-hmm. He really, really is that. And I was so impressed with Brad and Nathan Young. Both of them are just fine people, you know, and Nathan, a young curler. Brad, a grizzled veteran.
veteran.
We had fun with that.
Thank you for allowing me to be part of the show, and wish you the best of luck with the show, and say hi to all your fans. And
thank you. Well, we appreciate that. We super appreciate you joining with us here on Yes Boy today. And we're so grateful for all the work you and your team and your coaches and everyone put in. It's amazing. And we know it's exhausting.
No, thanks for having me. Take care.
Go have a nap, boy.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yes Boy.
There you have it, Brad Guju on Yes Boy. Also want to thank Al Cameron of Curling Canada once again here today, and the two program directors at CHR and CKXU for their help in setting up the interviews. Thank you very much. And the Navigators, awesome music. I love Arthur O'Brien and Fred Jurgensen. Those great booming voices. Could mm-hmm. be curlers, right?
Could be.
So then, after the Brier in Lethbridge in 2022, Brad went on. They got silver medal at the Worlds in Vegas, right?
Nothing screams curling like Vegas.
That's right. Yeah, nothing screams erratic ice like
Las
Vegas.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that was tough ice by the sounds
of
things.
It was, yeah, yeah. It's unfortunate, really, for all the teams, right?
You know?
After that, they went on then to the final Grand Slam event of the curling season, which was in Alberta, in Olds, and they won that. They beat Nicholas Edin, Sweden, and they also beat Kevin Cooey in the playoffs in the final and won it all. And yeah, that was pretty awesome. And
nice.
So we're at the end of the show here, Pauline. By gosh, we've covered a lot of ground here, right?
Yeah, today, a lot of ice.
That's right. So two final songs, boy. What are they?
One of them is Welcome to the Rock, a mm-hmm. compilation album, covers from Away, Come from Away single from 2021.
So that has to do with the Gander 9/11 and all the planes that came in on that day. 38 planes, 7,000 passengers all of a sudden. were stranded in Gander. And it's an amazing story.
What's the population of Gander?
I think it's like about 10 or 11,000.
So wow, can you imagine 7,000 people descending on your little...
Without any warning.
Without
right?
any
like
warning.
All of a sudden
yeah.
here. Oh, and it was just... And it became a Broadway musical.
Yeah,
Come
yeah.
From Away. I mean, that is an amazing story.
Yeah, it sure is.
And so Welcome to the Rock by the Navigators is one of the songs on that compilation album, right?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
And of course, the rock... As you pointed out earlier, I think Pauline's a great curling term. And then what's the final song, Pauline?
Well, it says Rabbits in a Basket.
Rabbits in a Basket.
By the Navigators, as Derek rustles about in the background.
Yeah.
From their 2002 album, Dance and Sing.
Well, I got a prop here for you, Pauline. Look at this.
Oh, God. It's Rabbit in a... Jared Rabbit? What is it
rabbit
called?
In a Bottle.
Rabbit in a Bottle.
Now, where did I get that?
You got that from next door at me mom's house.
Yeah.
And Phyllis sent that to mom. Aw. It's a stuffed rabbit, all stuffed into a jar, yeah. looking out.
It's a plush toy, by the way, not a real rabbit.
He's as cute as can be.
Yep, that's the famous Rabbit in a Bottle. So I couldn't help but play a song called Rabbits in a Basket.
Hi to Auntie Phyllis, who lives in Bishop's Falls.
Yes, boy. So Rabbits in a Basket will take us out here on Yes by the Navigators. But first up, Welcome to the Rock from the Covers from Away, Come From Away musical.
Yes, boy.
Right here on Yes, boy. Thanks again, everyone, and we'll see you next show.
Yes, boy.
Yes, boy.
Welcome to the townies and the come from aways. Welcome to the locals who have always said they stay. My father's crusty ship into this rock. Heaven and hell don't matter much because it's here I'm stuck. Welcome to the rock. Welcome to Newfoundland. It's harder to Manhattan than it is to Wireland. You see, no man's an island, but an island makes a man. Especially when one comes from one like Newfoundland. Wildest weather that you've ever heard of, where everyone is nicer, but it's never nice above. It's a cloudy, or it's misty, or it's muddy, or it's scad. And when it's finally sunny, it's as fine as getting bad. So welcome to the rock, welcome to Newfoundland. The drunkest fellas in the room are playing in the band. Welcome to the farthest place you'll get from Disneyland. Fish and chips and shipwrecks, this is Newfoundland. Trying to kill us and be sad.